this time around. The parakeets and the barkin. Looking forward, Bez Hashem, to learning as we come together with you one day. Tomorrow we'll finish the parak. Sunday will be a seal. Bez Hashem, Rav Nevinzahl will come. We'll do it in one of the rooms. The Shana Aleph has a trip, so in terms of finding a place, might not be that difficult. And then we will have our first, we'll start the Mirtz Hashem Makos on Sunday. For me, it's a very cool finish case in the Barkin. There's only twice so far in 9 years that from a Zman that we made a Maseches Siyum on a full Perek. We once did Perek HaFodol from the beginning to end. And there we didn't skip a single Gemara Rashi Tosos. In Ketzon Barfin, we did have to skip. So please make up those lines that you weren't able to do. And I hope that Bezer Hashem, somebody will be able to make a Siyum on the whole Masechus as well. We'll talk about that afterwards. We're going to be starting from Makos Daf Hei. More details, I'll fill you in. So that's going to be the plan. Tomorrow will be the last day. Tomorrow is also a big Simcha in Yeshiva. So let's begin our last sugya, and that's the sugya of Bracha Achrona. Let's take a look at the Mishnas. Zok Dehevi the Mishnah. Ocha Anavim V'Teim V'Rimonim. Mavarach Achareim Shalish Brachos Divrei Ben Gamliel. V'Chachamim Omrim Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. Rabbi Akiva Omer Afilo Ochol Shalak. V'Hu Mizono Mavarach Lev Gimel Brachos. Fascinating Shiter Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva was benching all the time. Hashos Amayim Lutzmo, Mavarach Shachronim Bidvarach, Tarfinom, Bar Nefashos Rabbos, with Hesrona, we'll discuss Bar Nefashos, I hope, tomorrow. Rashi says, Mavarach Acharet Gimel Brachos, Rabbi Gimel Lutamei, Domer Lil Bepirkin, Koshun Mishivas Amin, and Mavarach Alav Acharot Gimel Brachos. Afilu Achol Shlok, Rabbi Akiva Shita, Shel Yerek, Vumizor Shesamach Lav Mazon, with Hesronon, Rashi translates it Sarkisi Pukan. Compare that to Tosos on Daf Lamed Zayin. Not for now. Says the Gemara, my time of the Rabbi Gamliel. What's the Svar Rabbi Gamliel? The Siv, Eretz Chita V'Sa'ora. It mentions Eretz Chita V'Sa'ora, Uksiv, and afterwards it says, Eretz Asher Lo B'Meskenus Tocho B'Lechem, Uksiv V'Achat V'Savat U'Rachlash Hashem Elokecha. There's one flow. So once there's one flow, so then in such a case, on Chita V'Sa'ora, you're also going to bench. Rabbanan Eretz Hifsik Ha'ini. Rabbanan hold and no. There is another Eretz. Now there are two Aratzos in the Pasuk. Eretz Chita V'Sa'ora, Eretz says Te'ena, Gefen, Zayis, and so on. So there, and then it also says Eretz Hashem Lo Miskinus Tocha Bolechem. So here we have a break. And because there's a break, so then when the Pasuk says, V'achalta v'savato v'erachta, it's not going on the first part of the Pasuk, but rather it's going only on the Lechem. It's going on the part of the Pasuk. It says, Eretz ha-shelo b'miskenus tochal bo lechem v'achalta v'savato. So Birchas HaMazon only goes on those things. Now there is a Rabbeinu Yonah, that's Mazbir in the words of Ala Michya. Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. We can discuss the Lashonos of both Ala Michya and Bar Nefashos. Rabbeinu Yonah points out that the words of Ala Michya are still modeled after all the brachos of benching. In other words, it's not two totally separate things, but the question is, when the Torah says, V'achalta v'savato v'erachta, is it going back on a Mazonos as well? That's the machlokis between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say it's not. But Eina Chinami, even if it's not V'achalta v'savato v'erachta, is not referring back to Chita Sa'ora, doesn't necessarily mean that the words V'savato v'erachta have nothing to do with Alamitha. It could very well be that they do have something to do with it, as we're going to discuss later on. Now the Gemara continues to discuss, then what is Rav Gamliel going to do with the Pasuk of the Eretz? What's he going to do with that? Bezer Hashem, towards the end of Shir, we'll come back to the Hemshich of the Gemara. Rabosai, what would the Pashtus of our Gemara be? The Machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbanan is whether Ala Michya is the final bracha, or is alamichya, or is it benching? But what's the status of alamichya? Is alamichya itself the oraisa, or is it the rabbana? Now, from our sugya, what would you say? What would you say just simply with the Gemara itself? What would you say simply from the Gemara? Yes, Aaron? You would say the Rabbanan. Why?
Because if
obviously we're talking within Rabbi with the Rabbanan, yeah.
Because if Eretz is a hefsek for the poor for bracha achron, which is a chalat mesbata, then alamichya has nothing to do with the chalat mesbata.
Right. That the chur is the pashas. The pashas is at the end of the day, but chalat mesbata has nothing to do with the Eretz Chita v'Sora. And then there was a Rabbanan that came along, just like we have a Rabbanan that comes along with Bar Nefashos as well. This, of course, as you saw, is the position of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah's Raya is complex, and I've decided, at least for today, not to deal with Rabbeinu Yonah's Raya. Maybe Amir Tzashem will discuss it down the line, but let's take a look just at the basic Yisod that Rabbeinu Yonah says, and I really want to focus a little bit more on the Rajba and the Ritva and the Hashlachos that come out from them. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Dibra Maskel, Venira Lemori Arab, the bracha, the mirchas mein shalosh, eino ela mid rabbanan. Umevi raya mid arminam shimbire chalatmar and birchas hazan, yatsa, the tamri, nami mezen zaini. That if you make a bracha on tamar, the bracha of hazan, so then in such a case you're going to be yotze. The imi said the bracha achas mein shalosh yiminatora, and if you're going to say it's minatora, how can you say that one could take the place of the other?
Now, maybe you can't. Just because you made a different form of bracha, maybe it's not going to be able to be motzi.
So I want to get back to that. Elavadai, let's continue on. Elavadai ein elamid rabbanam. And then he says, and now I could explain the Gemara in Yud Beis. So let's leave the Gemara in Yud Beis for now. I want to say more basic. I don't want to get yet involved with that Gemara. If you tell me you really, really want to work on it, I'm willing to spend time in it tomorrow. But for now, let's stay in our sugya, because we're going to get really nuanced in Yud Beis. I'd rather stay away from that for the time being. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says that the halacha is that it's a derabbanan, and our sugya is only talking on a level of derabbanan, that the chiyuv is midrabbanan, that the chiyuv of alamichya is derabbanan. Let's take a look at the Rajba, for that matter, the Ritva as well. Many are medayik that the Rajba and the Ritva seem to be assuming something different.
Does anybody have a Rajba issue?
Thank you. Says the Rajba, not this way. Well, you tell me if you agree it's not this way. Rabbanon eretz asher lo v'miskemus tocha b'lechem hifzik inyan. Kashali imkei me'ein shalos rabbanon menolu l'teinu v'navim. So Rajma starts out asking a separate kasha, and that is that if the me'ein shalosh is going on eretz chita v'sor, and we're saying that there's hifzik inyan, and v'chalta v'savato v'rachta is not going on that. So then, what about the rest of the pasuk? Our Gemara was only masbir the bracha achrona according to the Rabbanan for chita saora. V'nirali the Rabbanan midachrin rachmana hacha lahani v'kasuv basrayu v'chalta v'savato v'rachta shmamina sh'af hein to unim bracha. V'lav the asa tocha bolechem v'afsakei have a mivarchin alash shalosh brachos mamish gurav gamliya. Hashda der drachinu vasikunu l'inyin belechem. Shamina de lo mivarchin bracha gemura ala alechem achud. Vashara mivarchin birchas halechem dahainu me'ein shalosh. So the Rajma says like this. What's the Gemara doing? The Gemara is saying we have a pasuk that talks about many, many different things. And on those things, according to the Rabbanan, hifzik ha'inyin, v'chalta v'savata v'rachta is only going back on that. Now, if on the first two, chita and sa'ora, the Gemara assumes that there is going to be a bracha achrona, so too, all the hifzik ha'inyin was only telling us was hipsika inyan on vachalta v'salata v'erachta. But for chita, sa'ora, zayis, teina, v'geffen, all of those things, of course, they're going to get the same bracha of eretz chita v'sa'ora. It's only hipsika inyan. Hipsika inyan is only important in regards to the bracha of birchas hamazon. But for everything else in the pasuk of eretz chita v'sa'ora, the other shiva saminim, of course, they're going to be included in the same category. Okay, so the Rajba says that they're all included in the same category of the pasuk. If you take a look, the Ritva also says the same thing. That it's also included in the same category. Now, Rabosa, here's the question. If the Rabbeinu Yonah was right, that the whole chiyuv of Birchas HaMein Shalosh is only going to be the Rabbana, then the Rajba would never have asked this question. The Rajba would never ask, Kashulu in Kain, Me'ein Shalosh, Menaluhu, L'tenim V'anovim. If it's the Rabbanon, then what's your problem, the fact that the Torah is mafsik with Eretz when it comes to Birchas Me'ein Shalosh? The Torah doesn't talk about Me'ein Shalosh at all. Elamai, the Rajba understood that somehow we have the Me'ein Shalosh even for Chita V'Sa'ora. And if we have Me'ein Shalosh for Chita V'Sa'ora, no one ever suggested that Chita Sa'ora was the Araisa and Geffen and Zayis is the Rabbanan. So therefore the Rajba asked, wait a second, if you're going to go with Hipsik Ha'inyan, maybe Hipsik Ha'inyan is telling you only Chita Sa'ora. To which the Rajba answers, no, they're still all in the same pasuk. It's Mistaber, whatever applies to one applies to the other, and the Hipsik Ha'inyan is only coming to tell us something else, and that is to tell us that tochal lechem it v'chalta v'salata v'erachta applies to you. Now, Rabosa, I'm a little stuck over here. Everybody agree with my diuk in the Rajba and the Ritva? That makes sense, l'chura, right? If the Rajba asks, where do you see for te'ena the bracha achrona, the ala'etz, then that is quite clear, the Rajba and the Ritva are both assuming that the bracha main shalish is the raisa. Because otherwise, what would the question start? If you need a proof, the greatest raya in the world, I'm being a little bit cynical, the greatest raya in the world is the footnotes, right? Take a look in the footnotes, they make this point. Kakos of Gama Ritva, Das Rabbeinu Kam, the Birchas Main Shalosh Alpera, Shivasamin, Hud Midor Raisa, it's Minat Torah. Only question is, and I have a particular simcha in discussing this right now, because we're at the end of this man. We're going to go all the way back full circle, all the way back to Rosh Chodesh Elul. From Rosh Chodesh Iyar back to Rosh Chodesh Elul. Start again. But where do you see it? Forget about Chodesh Elul for a second. Where do you see it in the pasuk? I'm a Manushah. What? If we're going to say V'chalta V'Salata V'Erachta is only going on what? Is only going on lechem. So then what's the Rajba and the Ritva assuming? How is it that the Rajba and the Ritva are learning that it's going to be Daraisa? Fine. Rabbeinu Yonah learned his only Rabban. He had a complicated Raya that we're going to leave for now. The Rajba and the Ritva are both learning that it's Daraisa. By the way, just to put it in halacha terms, which we're going to continue with, what's going to be the nafkamina? A very, very big nafkamina. Safek. And this happens, right? Every once in a while, we were talking either about the sugya or we're talking about the Yankees, and we forgot whether we made an alamichya. So do you go back or not? You have a safek. So l'chura, according to the Rajba and Ritva, the answer is yes. And according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the answer is no. The only thing is, Rabbeinu Yonah makes sense in terms of our reading of the Gemara according to the Rabbanan, Hifsik Ha'inyan. But what is the Pshat according to the Rajba? If it's Hifsik Ha'inyan, there's no V'chalta V'Salata. V'chalta V'Salata is going on what? It's going on Lechem. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah himself is going to agree that V'chalta V'Salata V'Erachta is a very important pasuk. He's going to model all of Birchas Main Shalosh after Birchas Hamazon. But that key word over here is model. he's going to be Mesake Midrabanan over the Darais, after the Darais. So that we have all the time. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik felt that you don't even have a Darabanan that's not modeled after something in the Torah. The Rabbanan never made something up that was new. It was always modeled after something. Like Kriyusa Zui Lula. Somehow Chazal envisioned that even Kriyas HaMegillah, the Rabbanan, is modeled after a Halal, which is the Raisa. So there's always some type of model that Chazal are locking into. That's not what we're discussing, whether there's a model. What we're discussing is whether it's in the Bible. Rabbeinu Yonah will say he'll model it after it's not in the Bible. Problem is that when it comes to Rashba and Ritva, they're claiming it's in the Bible. The Pashtus of the Pasuk is not this way at all. Yes, sir. Where? But what's the pasuk? Oh, very good. So I thought Lamed Hey, not even Lamed Vav. Very good. Okay. Now, Rabosai, now we go full circle. There is a famous machlokus that we spend time on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, between the Rashba and the Ritva. But sometimes people remember the machlokas and they don't remember what they agree with. So Stan, this is just geschmack in of itself, just to remind ourselves one of our biggest sugyas that we started with in the beginning of this month. And that was when the Gemara says, Asur la adam lehenos ba'olam azeh below bracha. Is the Gemara talking about only bracha rishona, or also bracha achron? So you guys have a Rashba? Most of the guys already have the Kovetz HaMakos, huh? And yeah, I see most of the Talmidim have a photocopy of the Rashba. Brought home the Kovetz. So I'll tell you, I hope I'll say it over correctly about that. The Rashba on Daf Lamed Hey says that the Svara of Asal Adam Lenos Bolam Azeh Below Bracha applies both to Bracha Rishona and to Bracha Achrona. The Ritva disagrees, and we spend Shiurim being Masber, what's the Yisod of the Machlokes between the Rashba and the Ritva. The Ritva holds it's only talking about Bracha Rishona. For those of you who weren't in the Shiur at the time, Rav Nissen Kaplan makes some very good points in Simen Dal and the Shalmei Nissen about this Machlokes. However, both the Rashba and the Ritva agree in that sugya within their machlokas, within their famous machlokas, which has profound nafkaminas. Both of them agree that when it comes to bracha achas me'ein shalosh, that it's doraisa. In other words, by shivas haminim. In other words, there is a machlokas whether we could learn bracha achrona from asal adam lenos bolam hazeh below bracha. The Rashba says yes, and the Ritva says no. That's a machlokas. But everybody agrees that the bracha achrona is going to be found in the Torah. Where is that? Well, first of all, as Oren said, just one daf off, on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, first of all, you find it black on white. The Gemara says, let me start backwards. The Gemara says, Ashkecha kishu de'isa holokasha da'asya b'kal v'chomer, 10 lines before the white. Da'asya b'kal v'chomer kishu sava mevarech kishu rav lo kol shekein. When he's satiated, he makes a bracha. When he's hungry, certainly he's going to make a bracha. Where did the Gemara get this idea? Kishu Sava Mevarech. This is before we have the idea of Asa Adam Lenos Volam Azeh Below Bracha. So the answer is, you got to go up further in the Amud. Further in the Amud, the Gemara says, it says, Kodesh Hilulin Lashem. Melameh Shetu'unim Bracha Lefneim Ulachareyem. This is a makar that tells you that you need a bracha both before and after. Now, there's a big rishot discussion in the Achronim, where the Gemara means achareim lav dafka or not. Say both the Rashba and the Ritva on this Gemara, It's a davar pashut that when it comes to the shivas haminim, because it says hilulim, that there is a chiyuv, it says it hilulim in plural, it's referring to both lefanel and lachareel. Question then is, what is the mikanam of Rabbi Akiva? But at the end of the day, both the Rajba and the Ritva learn over there, black on white, that the Shivas Haminim, the Chiyuv of Brach Achrona by them, is going to be Doraisa. Now, if at the end of the day this stands up in the Pasuk itself of Kodesh Hilulim Hashem, is an open question in the Hemshech of the Sugya. That's an open question. That we spent a lot of time when we were doing it the Iyun. But at the end of the day, for our purposes, when we're not going through the Mineu Bay and the Gemara, what I want to bring out is something very much misameach. And that is that the Rajma and the Ritva are going just simply be echoing what they said all the way in the beginning of the Zman. And they took it as a Dover Pashut that the Shivas Haminim, the Bracha Achrona, is Doraisa. And in fact, it's the simple reading of the Gemara. Milamed Shetu'unim, we learn out from Kodesh Hilulim Hashem, Milamed Shetu'unim Bracha Lifneim Ulachreim, and there we're talking about wine. Beautiful. So that's a raya that we're not talking only about Eretz Chita, right? We're talking about everything as the Rajba himself spelled out. And this could be a makar that it's a din d'oraisa. Eina chinami. From the pasuk itself of Eretz Chita v'Saora, you wouldn't know it's Doraisa. But you look in the Rajma and the Ritva, both of them on this Gemara, assume it's Doraisa. What was this Gemara driving at? That there's a possibility from Kodesh Hilulim Hashem it will be Doraisa. Now let me just finish off one more thing and then I'll take the questions. Take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. And when I realized this, I said to myself, oh, but what does Rabbeinu Yonah say? At the end of the day, our Gemara says what? Bracha Achrona according to Rabbeinu Yonah is only Derabbanan. And now we found the source, and it's black and white if you look up the Rajba and the Ritva, both of them, on Lamed Hey. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? So look at this. Here Rabbeinu Yonah says one thing, and then on the side there's an innocent comment that really makes everything fit in beautifully. Take a look. Ubi Gemara Nechliku, all the way on Lamed Hey and then out for Rabbeinu Yonah. Ubi Gemara Nechliku, Vipirush habraisa azu. Chad omar neta revai klomer. Kivan shet kosu l'posuk shel mai l'gabe arla. This posuk was talking about arla. Unetata koleitz ma'akol. Kimoke ma'ashu kosu posuk ha'acher. Hasamach lo din pidyon. Dixiv l'shon revius yal kol pirio. Kodesh ilulim. Oh no, I'm sorry, I jumped. It's one Rabbeinu Yonah back. Gemara. Kodesh Hilulim Hashem, Melamed Shetom Bracha Lefanu Belachrav. Klomar, Midekomer Hilulim Demashma Shtei Hilulim Shaminon Ditzarech Beis Brachos. Ve'ein Zeh Elo Asmachta. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's certainly not an Asmachta. That we had a big discussion whether it's an asmachta or not. Tivadai min haTorah, afilu shivas haminim shetunim bracha achrei min haTorah. Tichsiv achalto v'salato v'irachto, einon tuunim bracha min haTorah lefneihem, ela midrabbanan. That we have only the chiyuv d'oraisa on v'achalto v'salato bracha achrona. And the pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim, the way I'm reading Rabbeinu Yonah now is saying, tells us that even for the Shivas Haminim, even though Hifsik HaInyan, you still say that there's a Chiyuv Min HaTorah. Points out the Chidushei Anshei Shem. Take a look at those bays. Lav Davka Kol HaShivas Haminim She'ein Lonu Min HaTorah El HaLechem. V'chein kosev ha-mefarish hazeh la'atzmo l'mata b'shili birkin b'shem Arav Rabbeinu Yonah. The Talmide Rabbeinu Yonah that we have in front of us says that Kodesh Hilulim tells us that Brach Achrona by Shivas Haminim is Doraisa. How is that? In other words, Who does that fit according to?
That fits according to the Rashi and the Ritva's Havana of the Gemara Aman Ve'Amanah.
Points out the Chidushei Anshei Shem, but here the Talmidim are not talking in the name of their Rebbe. Because we're going to see later on that their Rebbe says black on white, as you finish the Perek, Memdalet Amid Aleph, that their Rebbe says black and white, it's only Derabbanan. And Rabbeinu Yonah is going to learn that it's only an Asmachta, it's not a Din D'Oraisa. So even though the Talmid and Rabbeinu Yonah say that it's going to be D'Oraisa, it's mamish like the way the Rashi and the Ritva say, the Chidushei Anshei Shem says no! You have to say, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Kodesh Ilulim is just going to be an Asmachta. I, the Talmid and Rabbeinu Yonah, didn't learn that way. It's not according to their Rebbe. So you see, Mamish, our Tzushtel, to explain the Makar of the Rajba and the Ritva as being based on Kodesh Ilulim, that we see exactly in Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Chidush, the Talmid and Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Chidush Anshei Shem point out that even though Talmid and Rabbeinu Yonah are learning this way, but you should know that Rabbeinu Yonah himself does not hold this way, and Rabbeinu Yonah holds that the bracha is only going to be, the bracha achrona is only going to be the Rabbanan, l'may nafgamina, suffik, as we're going to go on to see in the poskim. The two hands that were up for a while, Aaron and Orin, and then we'll take double. Go ahead, Aaron.
But according to the Rishon LeRashba, how could Kivam Kilulim LaHashem possibly be the Makor? Because either only Geffen would be Deraisa, or all fruits, not Lavdavka, Shibas Mina would be Deraisa, because there's no opinion in this.
So that's why the beauty, I mean, how your Masber, the words of Rabbeinu Yonah over here, that's why Rabbeinu Yonah ultimately over here connects Kodesh Ilulim as a Gilui of how you understand Vachalta V'Savak.
And what about the Rashi over here?
And therefore it's going back on the Shiva Samim. So it's very interesting. On the one hand, it's Ifsik La'inyin, but on the other hand, it's telling us that there's a type of Vachalta V'Savak, which is the Raisa as well.
And what about the Rashi?
Let's leave Rashi. I'm having a hard time just shaking off the cowabs to go back to Lamed Ayam and Aleph. You mean Rashi by us or Rashi there?
Rashi over here where he says,
So it happens to be that there are some people that are medayik what Rashi, I'm willing to talk about Rashi Memdalet. We spent Shiurim on Rashi on Lamed Hay. I'm not willing to go back to that. But Rashi on Memdalet, that I'm willing to hear what you have to say. There are some, you know, we're having a little bit of Rashi withdrawal. Everybody knows that in general, I'd love to start with being a daik in the Rashis. And last sugya I said, I don't think there's any hechreyach which way Rashi learned. This sugya as well, I don't think that there's a hechreyach. I haven't been medayik in what Rashi sheet is, because I don't feel that hechreyach, although some try to be medayik by us. I'm emdalin him out, what does Rashi hold? Whether brach achron is the raisa or the rabbana. Anybody have any ideas? You want to say something? Aaron.
Well, I was just on Lama Hayim. I was talking about on Lama Hayim and Aleph.
I'd rather not discuss
that.
Yeah. There is a deal coming out. If you want to look, I'll tell you who discusses it. I wasn't convinced at all. Rav Nissen Kaplan claims that Rashi holds that Bracha Mein Sholosh is D'Oraisa. So he claims. I didn't see an Rashi at all. I agree with what Aaron said at the beginning of the sugya, and that is the Pashtus of the Gemara. Unless you add Lamed Ein and Aleph, the Pashtus of the Gemara is that Bracha Mein Sholosh is only the Rabbanan, not the Oraisa. But he claims that Rashi, I didn't see it. Yes? But you can look it up. Look it up for
sure. Rashi himself on Lamed Ein holding the source root with Bracha Shiras and Rashi.
Right. I answered that. Rabbeinu Yonah says, I understand what you're asking. You notice, if you listen back to the recording, I said it in a very subtle way. I didn't say exactly that he learned from Kodesh Ilulim. I said that Kodesh Ilulim is some type of Gilui. The reason I said it that way is because Rabbeinu Yonah, which is Talmide Rabbeinu, let me be precise. Talmide Rabbeinu Yonah, on Lamed Ayam and Aleph, say that the Kodesh Ilulim is a Gilui, that Vechalta V'Salata also applies to Shiva Samina. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Rashi and the Ritva and other places say it that way as well.
So how do you explain that with the Gemara, though?
So that's it. I think he means that's a Gilui, and that it's beautiful. Hifsik, listen. Yeah. Hifsik ha'inyin, to tell you that you don't apply Vachalta V'Savata as the Din of Lechem. But Kodesh Ilulim tells you that there's another Halal which is akin to V'Savata V'Rachta. And that's going to be Lushitasam. And it's beautiful. It was a big simcha for me, because, you know, it's very hard to shake away the cowards, right? You know, and all. So I looked back at Rabbi, and I was like, oh no, now nothing makes sense to me. And then I saw the Chidushei Anshei Shem says, oh, it doesn't work. Oh, so Baruch Hashem, we have a little bit of Havana. Okay. See, sometimes when you learn the machlokas, you learn a sugya, you notice the machlokas Rashba and the Ritva, there is a fundamental machlokas that we spoke about a lot then. We didn't speak about all the things that they have in common. So now we see something that they have in common that's different than Rabbeinu Yonah. Now here rabbis say, Ad kan borur. But there's always a point where I share with you what's not borur to me. I want to share with you something that's misameach, that comes out from the Beis Yosef, but I want to hear what you have to say about this. For those of you who have the Beis Yosef, the Tour Beis Yosef, the diet to start in the Tour Beis Yosef, for those of you who don't, and of course you have a Rambam, because you're breathing. If you're breathing, you have a Rambam. There's no way that you could be breathing and not have a Rambam. Alright. Gemara is the Zahanah. But when I started learning, we used to come to Shir with the Gemara and the Rambam. That was a given. You always have a Rambam ready. Why? Why should you always have a Rambam ready? Because the Rambam puts everything succinctly. So the Gemara is confusing. The Gemara Rashi tells us it's confusing. But if you want to have someone who's very, very clear, the one who's clear is a Rambam. People might disagree with him, but you should always have the clarity of the Rambam at your fingertips. So now, the Tour Beis Yosef quotes, the Tour and the Beis Yosef discuss Jesus. Beis Yosef does an amazing job here. Just in his simple way, the Beis Yosef really opens up a few important inyan. In Siman Reish Tes, Sif Gimel, he quotes the Rambam. He quotes a Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Beis. You have the Tour Beis Yosef, Matam Bumanoim. I'm gonna keep both open in front of me. If you have either one, you'll be fine. Says the Rambam, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Beis. Kol HaBrachos HaElu. Im Nistapek Lo Bahem, Im Birech and Lo Birech. All the brachos, if you have a suffix, whether you made a bracha or not, now here the Beis Yosef just says, V'chule. So let me pick up in Perek Ches Halacha Yud Beis. Are you okay with using your Rambam? So he says, Kol HaBrachos HaElu. Now, Rabbosai, take a quick glance. Perek Ches, what brachos is he talking about over here? What brachos is he talking about? Perek Te'ilan?
Anavim.
Bracha Rishon. Okay? That's what he's talking about. So about Bracha Rishon over here. That's conventional. But I just want to remind the Talmidim for something that we obsessed with a little bit in the beginning of this man. Even though it's the Rabbanan, it could be there are times we're going to be very machmir if you hold that the bracha is a matir to the food, that the food is awesome. So it might be, according to the Rav Yah, it might be that an onen doesn't do any mitzvahs, but he can't eat food without making a bracha, so I'll make a bracha. Rav Shechter ridiculed that in the sense that we don't pass in this way, lahalacha. Whether the bracha is a matir, Rav Shechter ridiculed those who said it was a matir, because he said at the end of the day, we pass in that the bracha is a birchas hodah, because mefurish in all the poskim, not like I think it's a Rav Yah, that the halacha is that an onen does make a bracha, even a bracha rishona. So he said, we see from here that the food is not osur and it's a matir, right? An onen, if he needed meat, could do shchita, right? So if you hold that it's a matir, so then in such a case, then you have to make a bracha. Without it, it's osur. No, there's no halacha that says an onen can't eat food. So the fact that an onen eats food but doesn't make a bracha shows us that it's not a matir, it's the hodah. So I'm just pointing out, even if it's the Rabbanan, there'll be times that will be very machmir on this the Rabbanan if it's a matir. But most do not understand it's a matir. Most understand that the asal adam lanos polam azeh, it means that there is a chiyuv to make a shevach as we were masbir on daf lamed hey. Continues the Rambam. Shachach v'hichnis achol nesof piv below bracha. So then, in such a case, he gives us the halachos of what to do. Says the Torah. in Sif Katan Gimel, V'nira Dafka Bebracha Rishona Shimid Rabbana. Denafgalon Misvara Shasla Adam Lamas Balmazeb La Bracha. Avol Bracha Achrona Me'ein Shalosh, Deshiva Saminim Doraisahu, Demismech Leakra. So then, in such a case, the Torah paskins that halacha is that since it's mismach le'akra, then the bracha achrona we say safek l'chumra. Comments the Prisha that the Rambam only said safek bracha sakalan de rabbanan, and on bracha achrona it's going to be daraisa. He says the following. Comments the Prisha. Let's start with the Prisha. Two lines in. Bulani is that near the Yashi the Kiv, the Kamalan Karabana, the Bachat Vesavat of Racha Kaidaka Lechem. Him came. Al Korchach Tsarach Loma, Afagav, the Kamalan, the Bracha Akron Shivis Min the Raisi. La Mehaikwa Nafgalon. Him came. The Varach Lame Nabi Koshos Brachas. El Shum Drasha Achrisa. Says the Prisha. There must have been a different Drasha, because the Rambam only said Savik Brachos Lahakil. On what? On Bracha Rishona. But what about Bracha Achrona? The Mashmos of the Rambam is that you don't say Savik Brachos La'akel, and that's how the Dor paskins. Says the Prisha. So there must be another Drasha. Oh, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, or Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Rabosai. It's a little bit of a Pella to me. It's a little bit of a Pella, the Prisha. We gave a little bit more than what the Prisha gives. The answer is, as a Beis Yosef might allude to over here, how do we know it's the Raisa? The Rajba and the Ritva said that we understand Kodesh Hilulim as being not just the Nesmach, as being the Makor to tell us that the Bracha Achron is the Raisa, maybe to tell us to activate Va'mevid Yavin V'chalta V'savato V'rachta for Me'ein Shalosh. But at the end of the day, I think, based on the Rajma and the Ritva, both if you combine Lamed Hey and Mem Dalid, it's no longer a mystery what the Makar is, that on Bracha Achrona, the Halacha would be, even Al Michya, you would go L'chumra. That's a simple reading of the Torah. Let's take a look how we paskin. Simon Reish Tess. What's the halacha? Siv Gimel. Kala brachos in the stapek in birech and lav. Ain't a mevarech lo betchil lo besov. Chutz mi birechas hamazon v'nei shi shel taira. So, the Shulchan Aruch is very succinct. And he says, bottom line is, you're only machmer on a din d'oraisa. And what's the Shulchan Aruch saying? That bracha achas mein shalosh is only what? Is only derabbanan. Now, the Mishnah Berurah makes a point from one of the achronim. Wait a second. You know, this is the case where you read the Shulchan Aruch and it seems to be so black and white. When you learn the sugya, it wasn't black and white at all. We had the Rajba, the Ritva. It was Rabbeinu Yonah. Talmidim of Rabbeinu Yonah himself said the exact opposite of his Rebbe. We pointed out Lamed Hey. All hold that Bracha Alamichya is the Raisa, and therefore Safek should go to the Chumra. This leads some of the Achronim to point out that it's not Pashut, and Mishnah Berurah says it. Say take a look at Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Chutz Mi Berachas Hamazon V'Hu Shachla Kedei Sviya The Azu Mechayim Min HaTorah V'Ayin Lil Kuf Pei Dal Dal V'Mishnah Berurah V'Hinei Me'a Mechaber Mashma She'sasam Ke Rambam V'Smad. From the Rambam is Masha that he was learning like the Mechaber is learning like the Rambam and the Smad She'so in the Brach Machas Me'in Shosh Hu Derabbanan Avo Be'emes Yeish Harber V'Shon She'so V'Shu Deraisa Gap Valkein. By the way, it's only applied to Kedei Sviya, it's going to be Horaisa. Otashel Shoshim Zemim, or if he has a lot of crackers, V'nistap Gulon Bir Chachrov, Yochel Od Me'osamin, Shir Kizayin, Zvivar Chachrov. According to Rajma Ritva, if you have a suffix, then you need to repeat. So they suggest, therefore, you should have. You should have more. And then make a bracha achrona. Because there's, according to those Rishonim, you can't just simply rely on safek derabbanan lekula, because it's a deoraisa. Rabosai, I want to be ma'orer something that the Beis Yosef himself already pointed out. Most of you don't have the Beis Yosef in front of you, so I'm not going to read inside the Beis Yosef, but I think the Beis Yosef was driving at the above point. Let's take a look at another Rambam. Perek Gimel, if I'm not mistaken, at the end of the Rambam. No, Perek Beis. Perek Beis at the end of the Perek. Perek Beis Halacha Yudalit. Here we have the halacha of someone who forgets a bracha achrona. Misha achal v'shachach v'lo birech. Someone who ate and he forgot. Im nizker kodem shi'isakal ha'mazon b'meyav. Everybody knows this halacha within 70, what's colloquially called 72 minutes. He realizes a chazer mevarech. V'chein ibn ela mimenu v'lo yoda im birech and lo birech. Chazum mevarech, v'hu shelo nesakel mazum neim. Here the Rambam says, safek, if you made a bracha achrona, you go back. Now, Rabosai, did the Rambam use the words of the Mechaber because it's safek d'araisa l'chumra? I'd like to be medayeg. The Rambam never said it. The Rambam said in Halacha Yudalit, on the above halachos, if you have a safek, you go back. Right? That's what the Rambam says. Did he say safek birchas hamazon? No. Did he say safek d'oraisa? No. He just said, mi sha'achal v'shachach v'lo birech. That's two diyukim in the Rambam. Diyuk number three. What's the Rambam talking about in Perek Beis? You tell me. What type of brachas is he talking about? He's talking about benching. Bread. Benching on bread. Where does the Rambam have the bracha of Chameshes Haminim Me'ein Shalosh? Where? Perek Shlishi. So on the one hand, the Rambam doesn't tell us that he's talking about specifically benching. On the other hand, the Rambam only talks about safek bracha achrona in the end of Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalit. You have two sets of halachas. You have Safek Bracha Rishona, which is in Parakhes, and Safek Bracha Achrona, which is in Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalit. And the Rambam doesn't say you go back because it's Doraisa, a Safek Doraisa. The Rambam just says if you have a Safek Bracha Achrona, you go back. Here's my question. Is it so pashut that even according to the Rambam, that you don't go back on the Safa Bracha, the Safik Bracha Chasidic Shosh? It is true that the Rambam only says that what's the Raisa is benching. That's true. But what about Sveikos on the Bracha Achrona? The only Rambam that I'm aware of is the Rambam that says if you have a Safik Bracha Achrona, you go back. He never said Suffolk benching. On the other hand, this is where my Suffolk comes from. On the other hand, it's at the end of the Halachas of Berachas HaMazon. But on the other hand, the only time he says that you do not go back is by Brother Fanel. So I want to add that the position of the Achronim that say that the Halacha is not Pashut at all, then you don't go back, according to the Rajba and the Ritva and the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not even Pashut from the Rambam that you don't go back for a Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. It's true the Rambam only holds it's the Rabbanan, But the Rambam also never tells you you don't go back on a Safek Bracha Achrona. The only time the Rambam says not to go back is a Safek Bracha Rishona. So I'm giving another reason that the Hagdara of the Shulchan Aruch, which the Mishnah Brura says is not a Davar Pashut, is not even a Davar Pashut in the Rambam also. So therefore, I'm banging home an important point. That is, that if you have a Safek Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, it's not Pashut at all. You're not supposed to say it. Bracha Achron. Of course, Safek Brachas will go Lahakil. It's Mefurish in the Mechaber this way. But the Mishnah Brura said that there are many Rishonim who disagreed, which we saw in our Sugya. And then we're pointing out that the primary antagonist of the Rashba Ritva and Rabbeinu Yonah and Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah is the Rambam, who holds that Brach Achas Mein Shalosh is only Derabbanan, as the Beis Yosef points out. But even the Rambam himself, all he says is that by a Brach Achrona you go back. And a Brach Rishona you don't go back. What about a Brach Achrona that's Derabbanan? So Shulchan Aruch said before you don't. Rambam never said either way. What would be the reason to say that you would go back? So Tzlach on Daf Chof on the base, and the Maimar Mordechai in Simin Kuf Kei Zayin, where these halachas appear, are medayik something else in the Rambam. What happens if a person did not eat Kedei Sviya, he only ate Kezayis? What's the pashtus of the Rambam over here in Perek Tzav of Halacha Yudalet? What's the pashtus? You go back. The Rambam never said anybody who ate Kedei Sviya goes back. But Tzlach says the pashtus of the Rambam is that you go back even if you only ate a Shir Derabbanan. Why? Because the Din Derabbanan was modeled after the Din D'Oraisa. In other words, it assumes the halachos of the Din D'Oraisa. We mentioned, as we're going to begin to analyze tomorrow, that when it comes to Din D'Rabbanan of Birchas Mein Shalosh, even if it's only the Rabbana, Rabbeinu Yonah himself says that's modeled after the Birchas Hamazon. It's a shortened version of Birchas Hamazon. I'm not sure why we don't evoke the rule of Safek Brachos Lekula, but it's clear according to Tzlach that we don't if you ate only Kishir Kizayis and you have a Safek. In Kainim Advarim, then it could very well be that the Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, even if it's the Rabbanan, once it's modeled after the Din D'Oraisa, just like Kezayis is modeled after the Din D'Oraisa, Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh is in a different way modeled after the Din D'Oraisa. And when it comes to the Hoda'ah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there on a Safek we're going to be Machmir. Could be such a thing, even according to the Rambam. I don't have the Svara Adasov. When it comes to a Bracha Rishona, so then in such a case, there the halach is that you don't. But when it comes to the Hodah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you've missed the essence of what life is all about.
What is Bracha Rishona?
What's that? At Bracha Rishona we discuss in Lamed Hey different ways of understanding it. At the end of the day, clearly, Bracha Rishona is not on the same level as Bracha Achrona. Because Bracha Achrona is the Raisa, and Bracha Rishona is not. But the motif is that the most basic, at the core, the most basic Mechayiv is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu afterwards. And it could very well be we break the rules of Safek Rabbah Kula, as Itzlach had already suggested. I'm not sure. I don't have the Svar worked out of self. What I do have worked out of self is the following. Shulchan Aruch says, Safek D'Oraisa L'Chol. Mishnah Brura point only, and therefore only Safek Benching L'Chol. The Mishnah Berurah points out that many Rishonim say Sadek Brachas Mein Shalosh is also Lachon, and therefore you should eat again. The primary Shita that holds that Safek Brachas Mein Shalosh goes Lekula, according to the Mechaber, the Rambam, is not borrowed to me that that's entirely the Shita of the Rambam. Because the Rambam only said you don't go back for Bracha Rishona, and he said you go back for Bracha Achrona. And it's not go so far, that would be even if it's a Darabonah. If we say that the Me'ain Shalosh is modeled after the Daraisa, then it could very well be that just like when it comes, if the Tzlach is right, then it could very well be even Brachas Me'ain Shalosh according to Rambam, you would go back. Hence, we're adding to the Mishnah Berurah that's a real legitimate suffix whether there is a Chiyuv. And the core of that Chiyuv is that when it comes to thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there the suffix is going to have to go L'chomer. Even if the Mechayiv is only the Rabban. That's what one could seem to go as so far as this. Again, the last part is Lulei D'Mistafina. I'm not 100% sure, but what jumped out at me when you read the Beis Yosef is the Rambam begs this question. That the Rambam never says that this chiluk of the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam just is mechalik between bracha lefanel and bracha lacharel. Before I go on, did somebody see a Rambam that contradicts what I said? Ami?
I mean, the Rambam in Perek Ches, it also says you don't go back, but with chiluk alo besof.
Mepnei sheim edivrei esofrim. Lo b'tchilo v'lo b'sof. Yeah, what does the case of Mishnah say on that? Or when Shosh Emet Torah Fil Amichufil Kos B'sof Ben Din Nelo Minenu V'lo Yoda Im Birei Chlach Amazim. What does the case of Mishnah mean when he says Din Nelo Minenu? The case of Mishnah right before Shochach v'Hichnis. Thichach Kosav b'Sof Perik Beis Din and Nela Mimenu. He's talking about the right.
He's talking about the din that we just saw.
The Chayin of Nela Mimenu. The din of Nela Mimenu on the end of Perik Beis. V'lo yodem birch la'achar ha'mazon chozer v'akom shekosav birch es chameshes din nine dogen. So he makes the diuk that we said. That at the end of the day, he only has the suffix be machmir by after birch es ha'mazon, not birch la'achas Main Shalosh. And even though the Rambam didn't say over there that it was Birchas HaMazon, but at the end of the day he says Lo B'Tchil V'Lo B'Sof. I accept Ami's point. Ami points out that the Rambam in Paraches Halacha Yud Beis says Ein Echazer Mevarech Lo B'Tchil V'Lo B'Sof. Now originally,
as a Shulchan Aruch Loshon also.
Right.
He's quoting the Rambam.
Right, he's quoting the Rambam.
Right.
Finishes off with that. Right. I accept the point. What threw me off is that the Rambam over there in Perek Beis Halacha Yudal makes no mention of Birchas HaMazon whatsoever. So, but let me just spell out what Ami says. It's no suffix. Ami points out that in Perek Ches Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says Beferish Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof, which indicates Bechura. If he's talking about B'Sof, he's talking about Bracha Achas Min Shalosh. Because there's no reason to believe he's only talking about Bar Nefashos. He's talking about Ben Shalosh. And there he talks about Mizonos. So Luchura, there's no suffix Peshitas around him. So, Nachzor L'Inyoneinu, what we do have is that there are many Rishonim that hold, not this way. Rabosai, I wanted to share with you one more point. And this will be the covered Rosh Chodesh from our Gemara. And instead of going to Halacha, to Mincha, Midvar Halacha, let's go into Mincha Midvar Chasidus. Let's take a look at the next line of the Gemara that's connected to Inyan and the Yoma. We're going to pick up Mirtz Hashem tomorrow with the Girsos of Alamichya and Bar Nefashos. And then the Gemara says four lines from the bottom, B'may Chasim. What is the Chasima? Says the Gemara, Ki Asur Abdimi Omar, what's a question? The Gemara spells out its question. When Rav Dimi came, he said, Omar Rav, the name of Rav, Chosim b'Rosh Chodesh, Baruch Mekadish Yisrael b'Rosh Echadoshim, Hachamai. When When he's chosim on Rosh Chodesh, he makes a bracha on the Kaddish Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. But here, what would the halacha be? What's a Gemara Shaila? Gemara Shaila is like this. Do you say al ha'aretz and the peirosel? Because we have a rule, einos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. You're not supposed to talk about two different topics at once, or even you're not supposed to talk about two different topics in the chasima. Or do we say that just like we said in Musaf today, Mikadesh Yisrael v'Roshei Chadashim, and it's considered one topic, so too over here, it's considered one topic. What does it mean? Mikadesh Yisrael v'Roshei Chadashim is considered one topic. It's a Gemara A, beware.
It's in
Shlosha Shachar. Very good. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, what about saying Ala Oretz Vala Mazam? Is it considered one topic or not? So the Gemara says it's considered one topic. Because it's the Eretz that produces the Mazam. And the Gemara says, just like we see when it comes to Yom Tov, Mikadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Kadosh Baruch is Mikadesh Yisrael. Who's Mikadesh the Zmanim? And then the Gemara says, "Mekadesh Yisrael v'Roshei Chadashim, Yisrael dekadshinu l'Roshei Chadashim." Klai so it's Mekadesh Roshei Chadashim. So I'd like to ask two questions. This is the Ad Kanim Pshat in the Gemara. I want to share with you something I think that's very, very important for this tekufa we're embarking in. Both in terms of looking backwards as well as looking forwards. Two questions. Number one. What does it mean, Mekadesh Yisrael, Rachananya discussed, and I discussed this a little bit yesterday, 2 days ago. What does it mean, Mekadesh Yisrael, Rosh Chodeshim? Does Rosh Chodesh have Kedusha? Rosh Chodesh doesn't have Kedusha. That's number one. Number two, by the way, there's a big diunim in the Mefarshim that some say that there's an inyan to eat a special su'udah on Rosh Chodesh. Most poskim say that they don't understand where that comes from. At the end of the day, there's no makar to say that there's a requirement to have anything special on Rosh Chodesh. So what does it mean that there is Kedushas Rosh Chodesh? There is an explanation that women have certain halachos, a certain custom. Women do less malachos, but fundamentally there's no special din of Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. That's question number one. Question number two is why did our Gemara choose Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim? Because Ravina Ravashi knew 2,000 years later, in the cave, on Rosh Chodesh, we'd be up to this Gemara. So they figured it's not going to be Yom Tov where we're going to be up to it. So they'll put in Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. Why did they choose Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim? Not, if anything, I would have thought Ala Aretz Vala Peiros, or what? Because that's closer to the topic of what we're discussing over here. Ala Aretz Vala Muslim. And for that matter, why did they choose Mekadesh Yisrael v'Roshei Chodeshim as opposed to Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim? So Rabosai, I want to share with you two important yisodos as far as Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim and as far as Mekadesh Yisrael v'Roshei Chodeshim. There's a beautiful Shem Yishmuel that addresses a question of Tosas and Psachim. Tosas and Psachim asks, on the night of Matzoi Pesach, did you use Besamim? Did you use Besamim? No. Wait a second. Why do we use Besamim? Is it Nesham Yisera? Ask Tosos. Why is it no Besamim? Tosos says, okay, maybe because there's no Nesham Yisera. Zok Deshei Mishmuel in Devarim, I think it's page Chafhe, says Deshei Mishmuel can't be. Heilig Yantif, and there's no Neshama Yisera, says Hashem Yishmael beautifully. He says, there is a Neshama Yisera, but the Neshama Yisera of Yantif stays with you. What does that mean? When it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is a very, very special day. But the Kedusha of Shabbos, what did we learn? HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Kedusha Shabbos. Whatever you accomplish on Shabbos is a response to the Kedusha Ilah of Shabbos. Yom Tov, who creates Kedusha Yom Tov? Klal Yisrael does. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azman. In terms of Kabbalah, it's called a Kedusha Tata, It's a lower kedusha. What does it mean, a lower kedusha? It means it comes from the tachtonim. Shabbos is a kedusha that comes from the elyonim. Yom Tov is a kedusha that comes from the tachtonim. The difference between the two is that what you accomplish of creating kedusha on Yom Tov is something that Klal Yisrael creates, and that stays. If the kedusha stems from above, then the kedusha leaves. But if the kedusha stems from below, then that kedusha remains. So, Rabbi Osai, point number one: the ilah that you have over Yom Tov, the reason why there was no Neshama Yisera is you could hold on to it. Every bit of Yom Tov that a person attains, that could be held on to. Shabbos is a response to kedusha ilah. And the truth is, when it comes to Pesach, we're really supposed to in the halachas itself, because the whole tafkid of Sfiras HaOmer is taking kedushas Pesach and putting it to Kabbalas HaTorah. Ki li avodim v'lo avodim shalom. That's Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazman. However, what's Mekadesh Yisrael v'Roshei Chadashim al pi Chasidus? Kaddish Yisrael v'Roshei Chadashim is a different thing. It's not that you're being mamshich the Kedushas Yisrael, that Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us the ability to take the Kedusha of Yom Tov further. The Kedusha that He gave us, we're able to be mamshich it outside of the Zman. Kedushas Rosh Chodesh is a different type of Kedusha. If Kedushas HaShabbos is a blatant form of Hizgaylus of Kedusha Ilah, and Kedushas Yom Tov is more sublime, and therefore you're able to take it with you, Kedushas Rosh Chodesh is so sublime that you can't see it in Halacha at all. In other words, Kedusha Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, and we respond to it. Kedushas Yom Tov, Klal Yisrael is l'mala me'azman and has the ability to be koveya kedushas hazman to give it a day shabbosom, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it a day shabbosom. And that you're able to take with you. Kedushas Rosh Chodesh is so sublime that it's a kedusha that has no effect on the chitzonius of the day. It stems from Kedushas Yisrael, but it's so sublime that it doesn't change the day. Shabbos is an entirely different day. By the way, the Medrash says that Uviyom Simchaschem refers to Shabbos. The Medrash Halach, Uviyom Simchaschem Elu Shabbosos, writes the Netziv, the Bria is a different Bria on Shabbos. On Rosh Chodesh, it's not a different Bria. Rosh Chodesh, it's mamish the exact same Bria. But what's the Kedusha of Yisrael that's mamshich into Rosh Chodesh? What is the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is the Koach of Yitzchashus. We spoke about on Yom HaShoah the ability to Klal Yisrael and every individual in Klal Yisrael to mamish, recreate himself, to make himself a new barrier. The greatest miracle that the world has ever seen is the Nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. And that means that Nitzchis of the Klal is also shayach to every single one of us. That we as Yechidim have the ability to manage b'mechadesh ourselves. You look like the same person as yesterday, but you're an entirely different person. There's no change like that's a different day that comes from either Ilah or a Tata, but it's something that's so sublime that has no chiluk whatsoever in the world of halacha, but the ability nevertheless for a person to create a full hischadshus. That's the connection. Mikadesh Yisrael, Klal Yisrael's ability to create themselves is the ability to change time. What's time? It's no mamoshus, but it's everything. Hakidei Kata, the Gemara says that a woman's period al pi halacha, when it has nafkin minas halacha, depends on when Rosh Chodesh is. The Zman Mamish has the ability to transform everything, even though there's no shinui in anything that's palpable. It's the most mundane, but it's the most sublime. the greatest kedusha.
Im kainim advarim. Now let's go back to our Gemara. Frag the Gemara. Should it be mekadesh Yisrael? Should it be like mekadesh Yisrael for Rosh Chodashim? The Gemara says, wait a second. Is it like the bracha on the Kaitzor of Rosh Chodashim? You know why we chose that bracha? Because that bracha is an instance where at first glance they don't have anything to do with each other. That's the biggest chiddush, Mekadesh Yisrael for Rosh Chodashim. The Kedushas Yisrael and the status of Rosh Chodesh have absolutely nothing to do with each other. As opposed to Mekadesh Yisrael v'Asman and Mekadesh Yisrael v'Shabbos. That's the biggest chiddush. Hachamai! What would we say in this case? Do we take the biggest chiddush where you have two things that are totally distinct from each other and at first glance and say no, you're able to be mitzarev? Do we say that in this case as well? Rabosai, the lesson in Avoda that needs to be emphasized is that number one, to be mamshich l'kedusha sayyamtiv, and number two, aside from being mamshich l'kedusha sayyamtiv, is for a person to remember that there is a greater form of Kedusha that's beyond the Chitzonis. And the greatest form of Kedusha is the Koach HaTshuva, the Koach of Yitzchak, of Rosh Chodesh.